Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And tonight, oh man, we've got the best of the best. We've got Maddie Bennett with me tonight. Maddie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Drew. Thank you for having me back. How are you doing?
Get rid of those two Irishmen that I have to talk to every week, you know?
I know. I'm a good switch up.
You're a great one. I appreciate you being here with me tonight. We're on an open show, Maddie, so that means our listeners are the guests, and they get to call in and ask the questions. And there's any question you'd like to talk about, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and direct the conversation in your direction, saying, you know, hey, this is something that if you could help me with this, this would be extremely beneficial to me. And as we always say, there's probably 3, 4, 5, 10 other people out there saying, you know, I'd like to hear the answer to that question, but I'm not going to call into a radio station. So if you're brave enough to do that, and maybe you do yourself a favor and a bunch of other people to hear the answer to your question and benefit yourself and benefit a bunch of other people by calling in 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask your question. If not, Maddie and I will just ramble on, and we have the ability to do that. We are very good at rambling, so if you want us to just ramble, that's fine. You can listen to the rambling, or you can call in and direct the conversation, 410-922-6680. Maddie, you have any topics tonight? I don't like to throw questions like that at you, but I think you're well-prepared tonight.
I am.
Say, I've been on the air with you before, Drew.
Yes, I've learned my lesson the hard way from the first time I was on the show.
So what do you have on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so lately I've been hearing a lot of people talking about the markets crashing, the markets imploding. So I just wanted to see if you can maybe clear the air with some of that.
You know, I've said this so many times. One of the worst things you can ever do is read what media has to say about markets, because media is designed to attract your attention and to get you to keep coming back to read what they wrote or to listen to what they have or to watch what they're saying, you know, because that's how they make money. They make money by people clicking on the ads in their articles and things of that sort. So they make these exaggerated claims, you know, and they act like they know what the markets are doing, and they have absolutely no clue. And then they'll interview quote unquote experts, Maddie. And you need, what you have to understand is that 99% of all the people that they're quote unquote quoting are really just people who are trying to make a name for themselves. And how they make a name for themselves, they say, you know, the world's coming to an end, the world's coming to an end, the world's coming to an end, the world's coming to an end. And they hope that one time they're right. And when they're right, then they'll go off and they'll be the expert for 6 months or a year or 2 years at the most. And everyone will think, oh, wow, they were the ones that called the market. Well, they didn't call the market. They called it 52 times until the 51st time they were finally right, you know, or something of that sort. And the worst thing you can ever do is listen to, and I'm talking about myself, too. I'm talking about the pot calling the kettle black, because back in the 90s, that's what Chris and I did on the radio. We used to talk about what we thought the markets were going to do, and you know, we'd make all these guesses and so forth. And you know, and if we ever got one right, we'd try to act like we were really knew what we were talking about. But, you know, in hindsight, we believe wholeheartedly most of it was unadulterated luck. And there is no skill to predicting the market's ups and downs. And people who try to do it are phony baloney at the best. And the media is the worst of them all, because you'll read the market, you'll read a media report in the morning that says the market is sinking, going down tremendously, and then all of a sudden in the afternoon the market will be up, and the media still has the article in there about the market sinking from the morning. They haven't changed it, you know, so that just shows what a ridiculous concept that is. Do we have any callers online?
We do. We have one so far. Her name is Rebecca, with a question about Medicare appeal.
All right.
Rebecca.
Hi, my husband died in 2019, and I've gotten a bill because he died of colon cancer, and he was given these nutritional supplements, you know, by IV.
Okay.
And, I thought you had somebody on your staff or somebody you know that when you that deals with Medicare appeals, because this is over $7,000 that they're charging me now.
Medicare.
Yeah, Medicare.
How about the, and are they saying that they were excluded items, that they're not covered under Medicare because they were supplementals and so forth?
No, they're charging me because they said that they did not get the paperwork. It's like they have the reasons were A and B, and they were never like have the paperwork. Now it's here, not my issue.
Here's what you do, Rebecca. You ready?
Right, I'm listening. I got a pencil.
Okay, this is easy. You don't even need a pencil. Okay.
I don't need a pencil.
Figure out who your congressperson is, or your senators, and your congressperson is, and call all three of their offices and say to them, Medicare's charging me $7,000 when my husband died, and it's traumatic enough, and they're saying I owe them this money, and they're saying because of this and that, and I don't understand, and so forth. Can you help me? And I'll tell you something. Medicare will jump up and say, how high can I jump, Rebecca, to make you happy, and so forth, okay? You do that and call me back in a few weeks and tell me what happens.
Okay, but wasn't there somebody you used to have, like you would have on like, that would do like...
Not for Medicare. Not for Medicare. Medicare is a little... And the other option is you can call the SHIP people, the senior health insurance people, but I wouldn't call them. The first step I would do is call my congressperson's office and call my two senators' office and tell all three what Medicare is doing to you after you've dealt with this of the loss of your husband 2 years ago, et cetera, et cetera. And now they're trying to tell me, and they're telling me it's about paperwork and I don't understand, et cetera, et cetera. Can you help me? And let me tell you something. Those staff will get in touch with Medicare and insist that they help you as soon as possible. I absolutely assure you this. Call me back in 3 weeks. Tell me what happened.
Does it matter if they're Republican or Democrat?
No, don't talk. Don't talk politics. Just talk to the staff, okay? Just talk to the staff, no matter what they are. Just tell them, I appreciate your help. Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Go ahead and you take care. Anyway, Manny, we got to take a pause with traffic, but we want to let all of our listeners know we're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, now's the time to call in. Those who call in early, like Rebecca, they get the most time. And if you call in to ask your question, there's going to be many other people who want to hear the answer. 410-922-6680. We're going to be right back. Money, riches, and wealth. Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the Financial Consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back with Santana with Money, Riches, and Wealth. And so if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. We're here with Madison Bennett. And Maddie, you're going to tell me if we have any callers, right?
Yeah, we do. We've got a few callers.
Okay, let's rock and roll.
All right. First up, we've got Bob from Westminster with a question about inherited IRA. Bob?
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. And I want to second your opening comments about all these talking heads who think they know the way the market is going.
They're disturbing.
I stumbled across a recent problem, and I need some help. I've tried to do some research. I've looked in IRS.gov, and the situation is my mother died in 2016 when she was 88 years old, and I was 70.
Okay.
All right. Now, she gave me an IRA, so now I have an inherited IRA that I put into a mutual fund because I was sitting in the bank earning no interest.
Okay.
So I see that my CPA should have either told me I need to either determine what I need to do RMDs, or else am I a designated beneficiary and that I have 10 years to take the money out, or I'm under the five-year rule?
You're under neither. You're under a different rule. Okay. So let me think. Your mother died in 2016, yeah. Right?
Right.
So it would have been 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay. So you're under the life expectancy rule.
Okay.
But you've got to go in and take your 17 distribution if you haven't already done it, your 18 distribution, your 19 distribution, and your 2021 distribution, because remember, 2020 was canceled, okay?
Yes.
So you have to take four distributions, and if you take that before December 31st, then in 2022, you can just take your designated beneficiary, you know, et cetera, your life expectancy payout. Now, here's the thing, okay? If you want the life expectancy payout, you've got to take those four. You've got to file 5329. It's a tax form, 5329.
Okay.
And you've got to tell the IRS that nobody explained to you that you have a life expectancy payout that you have to take, but you're taking them now, and you're taking them all at once. And you'd like forgiveness for the payouts that you're taking, okay?
Yeah.
And normally they give it. I've never seen them not accept somebody's to not penalize. But if they do choose to penalize you, they can hit you with a 50% penalty.
Right.
Now, if
right.
you don't want to take that chance and say, well, I don't want to take a chance, they're not going to forgive me, then yes, you have to distribute all the money before the end of 2021.
Okay.
Now, wait, 2022. You have to take out all the money before the end of 2022 because 20 was a wave year. So the five-year rule would take you to the end of 2022 because 2020 was a wave year. So since it was a wave year, your 5 years ends in 2022.
Right. So I just go to that table one, which shows my payout, right?
You go to single life expectancy payout.
Okay.
In for your age in the year 2017,
okay,
that number that you get for that year will be your first year divided by the value of the account at the end of December 2016.
Right.
And then you take the end of your value 2017, you take that life expectancy factor minus 1 for 18, then you go to the end of 18, you subtract 1 again from that life expectancy factor, and you take that balance and divide it, that's your 19, you go again to the end of 20, and you subtract it again, that's 21, and those are your distributions you have to take.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I understand that. Okay. I'm good. I was hoping something better, but good. I appreciate it.
But let me tell you something. You want to be on the life expectancy rule, and here's what the IRS has said. If you don't take it immediately, the default is the life expectancy. Okay, it's not the five-year. Everybody always thought that it was the five-year rule, but the IRS actually ruled on this issue years ago and said, no, it's the life expectancy is the default option.
Okay, that's even better than the 10-year rule, which I was reading in the IRS tax.
No, the 10-year rule only applies to people who die in 2020 and on.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, I got it. I saw that and I didn't quite understand.
Everything prior to 2020 is under the life expectancy rule.
Okay,
now, if you died and left it to your children or somebody, then they would be under the 10-year rule.
Gotcha, because it's after 2020. Got it.
It's after 2020. And here's the fascinating thing. Let's say you were down to your last three numbers, okay? So you're down to four as your life expectancy left because you subtracted one. And you die, the new beneficiary has 10 years to take the money out, not four.
Okay.
So it's right, kind of funny how these rules work, you know?
Yeah. So, well, that's why I'm calling you.
There you go. That's what my job is. Memorize this stuff for you, right, Bob?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was too confused. I'm trying to self-taught myself, but it just got a little too confusing with me. And
you know, if it wasn't experts like Natalie Choate, I wouldn't know myself. So so anyway, all right, Bob, good question.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your show. I enjoy it.
Take care, Bob. Who's next, Maddie?
All right, we've got Jeff with a real estate question. Jeff?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Great, and you?
Okay, thank you for taking my call. And my question is, I'm about to do a refinancing loan. And the amount is $70,000 even, 3% I'm getting for 30 years. I'm happy with that. And I called back and they said, look, the closing costs are going to be roughly $5,000. And they said that's including this last 6 months of the year, because right now I pay in July and December. But with the new refinance, I'm rolling everything into one, the pay, the P&I, the taxes, and the homeowners. So they came up with a nice figure. But what my question is, the 70, it could be 70 grand, and I pay 5 grand out of pocket, which would keep down the monthly payment. But if I paid the 5 grand out of pocket, I'm thinking it'll give me a lower payment, and it's not really going to strap me. But you know, I'm deciding like.
But here's the issue. You got to go back and look at that. If that 5 grand you're paying out of pocket is escrow payments, and when you pay out that 5 grand, they're going to give you back 3,000 in escrow payment you currently have with your current mortgager. The real cost of that mortgage may only be $2,000. If the real cost of that mortgage is only $2,000, now your equation is very different than $5,000. So you got to make sure you understand the difference between what are just escrow payments that you're going to pay anyway, and what is actual cost for the new mortgage. The actual cost for the new mortgage is any transfer taxes, any new title insurance, and any fees charged by the broker on the loan. And it sounds like your loan is probably going to be relatively low in cost, and the majority of the money you're going to be putting out is in escrow payments.
Okay, because, the payment works out to be roughly $565 a month for what I described. So,
what were you paying before?
I'm sorry, what?
What were you paying before?
Well, right now, I'm at a very, by the way, this is a fixed rate, is what I need. I've had a loan for 6 years now, a home equity line of credit, but it's adjustable. And right now I'm paying 3.25%, but adjustable rate. And with the way that things are looking with the administration, I'm expecting the interest rates to start shooting after the first of the year, and I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah, so you know, I think that you're definitely would have a safer situation with the 30-year fixed rate loan as opposed to the home equity credit line that you currently have at a variable rate. And so, you know, I personally, even though you're 70 years of age, I think it's not a bad thing for you to do in case you did have an inflation spurt and next thing you know you're paying 6-8% on that home equity credit line.
Right. I don't think I answered your question. Right now, I'm paying like $1.94 a month, but that's just interest. But the I pay my own taxes, and I pay my own homeowners. So that's why it's a good deal. Anything extra I want to do on principal.
Yeah, you're only paying interest on the home equity credit line, and that you know, that can be beneficial if interest rates stay low for the rest of your life. That could be proved beneficial, but if not, it could prove to be a disaster for you. But it's a long, complicated question, and we would have to go through all the semantics of your situation to determine what's best for you. But I have to take a pause and go to my next pause with traffic.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care, my friend. And we're on Open Show, 410-922-6680.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's not even music, Maddie. Tell Chris that that's not even music. Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and join the open show. And I'm here with Maddie Bennett. And if you're ready to call in, feel free, 410-922-6680. But she does have a couple people online. So who do you have up next, Madison?
I've got Washington with a Social Security question. Washington?
All right. Washington, how you doing, my friend?
Okay. Good evening, Maddie, and good evening, Drew.
And good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Okay. Yes. Two questions. First, the person who is receiving Social Security and also still wishes to work, I believe the 2021 limit is $18,960 in wages. Is that correct?
Yes, but remember, Washington, it's only people who have not hit their full retirement age.
Okay.
And so, like, for example, myself, I was born in 1957. My full retirement age is 66 and 6 months. Maddie, who is born well after, you know, 1960, she and everybody born after 1960, their full retirement age is 67 years of age. So if you're 67, you know, you can have unlimited income, or if you're 66 and a half and that's your full retirement age like mine, you can make $1 billion and still collect Social Security without any penalty.
Now, if you're under your
full retirement age,
but that 18,960, is that based on gross earnings?
That's based on strictly earnings from a work occupation. So in other words, if Drew is 65 and he wants to draw his Social Security out, if his salary is greater than $18,960, then he's going to get penalized one for two for every dollar over that number. So if I make $20,000 and I'm $1,000 over, I'll lose a $500 of my Social Security. Okay. Now, if I'm under, you know, 66 and a half, okay, if it's the year I hit my full retirement age, the number is 49,000. So let's say my birthday is in July, which it is. So remember that, Washington, my birthday is July 31st. So I want to make sure that you remembered to send me a gift on July 31st. So if my birthday is July 31st and my full retirement age hits in January of 2024, okay, I can earn up to 49,000 in the year of my full retirement age. So let's say my birthday was actually in December. So I would hit my full retirement age in June of 2024. So I can earn 49,000 up to June of 2024 before my full retirement age and not lose any of my Social Security benefit. Am I making this all clear? Or am I confusing it more?
Not enough coffee. I'm sorry, Drew.
Well, let's put it this way. If you hit your full retirement age, you can make an unlimited amount of money.
Yes.
If you're under your full retirement age and your earnings, and remember, earnings are wages or a business that I run income. That's it.
Yes.
If I make $1 million in interest and dividends and capital gains, it has no impact on that $18,960, okay? If I take out $100,000 from my IRA, it has no impact on that $18,960, okay? So it's only earnings that's going to affect this. And here's another fascinating point about this, okay? So let's say I'm 65 and I take my Social Security, and at the end of the year, I make $100,000. The Social Security comes to me and says, Drew, you made $100,000. You didn't deserve any of that Social Security. Give it all back to us. Now, is that a penalty? Did I just lose it forever? And the answer is no. What happens is, yes, they take it all back from me, and that's painful, but when I hit 66 in 6 months, they're going to readjust my Social Security check and say, he never took Social Security because we took it all back. So we're going to adjust his income up. We're not going to penalize him for taking it early. Am I making that clear?
Okay, that part is clear. And is that also if they didn't take all of it but took some of it?
Yeah, so if I let's say I lost half of it, let's say I made $25,000, they took six of it or four of it away from me or something like that, then they'll adjust only the extra four, but they'll still penalize me for what I did get for that period of time early, but they'll adjust me for the month that they took back. So it's not a punishment. It's merely, for some reason or another, they've got this rule that says they don't want you taking it early if you're still working. You only can take it early, they're saying, if you're not working anymore. Okay?
There's no tax strategy in order to try to...
The only tax strategy is to not work. But you can have unlimited amounts of income from other sources. You just can't have work income and take Social Security early. But we would rarely recommend that any client take their Social Security before age their full retirement age or age 70 if they're in good health, et cetera, et cetera. There's always exceptions for everything, but that's the general rule. All right, my friend, I got to move on. We're going to go to Sharon. Take care, my buddy.
All right, we've got Sharon with the home purchase question.
All right.
Hi, I'm so glad to be able to speak with you.
Yeah.
I'm calling concerning my mother.
Sure.
Right now she's living in a home that's about 3,500 square feet on an acre with about a 1,200-foot square garage. Now she has to move because she can't keep up the expenses of running the home as well as the yard work.
Sure.
Okay. Now, she found a home in a 55-plus community. Oh, I'm so nervous. Let me catch my breath. Okay. Now, she has four. This is how she wants to pay for it. She has four IRAs that's worth about $278,000 and two CDs that are valued at about $20,000. And then she has another brokerage account that is about $223,000. Now, her problem is that usually you could sell your home to buy another home, but in that community, they don't do it on a contingency, so she has to...
She has to come up with the money before she sells her current house.
Right.
So the way you're going about this is wrong, and you're going to absolutely devastate your finances to do it that way. What I would recommend that she would do is borrow the money to buy the new home.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Her income is from Social Security, and that's about $23,000.
But let me trust me. If you know how to do it, we can get her approved for a large loan to still buy the new house and then have her house up for sale and get that house sold, et cetera, et cetera. So this is not an impossible thing. But here's what's going to happen. If she takes that 200-some thousand out of that IRA to buy that house, she's going to pay approximately $70,000 to $80,000 in taxes.
Well, she figured that she was going to pay tax on it anyway.
So well, I know she figures she's going to pay tax on it, but she's going to pay $70,000 to $80,000 in a lump sum in the year she takes it out. So here's what I would recommend, okay, Sharon?
Okay.
If you're willing to call my office, I will sit down, you know, I will listen to you, and I will go through how I think your mother can buy this house in the most tax-efficient way, and I won't charge you a nickel for it. I'll just do it to help you because I really don't want to see your mother hurt with this because it can be done. She just has to know the tricks that the mortgage people are going to want in order to do this and then get her house sold and then pay it all off, and it'll work out much more advantageous to her economically than if she just goes and tries to liquidate everything to get the cash to buy the place.
Okay, and the other thing is that a home that she wants to buy won't be ready until next fall.
Well, that's even better. That gives us plan to strategize between now and then, okay?
Okay.
So if you call me and give me the numbers, I'm more than happy to help you walk through this to make sure your mother doesn't get hurt. And it's not going to be a big deal. It'll be, you know, merely maybe a half hour, an hour at the most. And we'll give you the strategies that she needs to know to get ready to get this done, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Do you know how to get in touch with us? 410-823-7283. That's
7283. And I ask for you or just anyone?
You can ask for me or Maddie. Ask for Maddie, and then Maddie will bring me in when she sets an appointment with you. And the two of us will listen to you, tell you what and how to do it. And Maddie will make sure that it gets done for you and your mother, okay?
That's M-A-T-T-I-E?
Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E.
D, okay. All right, great. Thanks so much.
All right. That's my Pittsburgh accent coming out, Maddie, you know? It sounds like, you know, I say button instead of button. My wife gives me a hard time about that. But, you know, my language, the way I speak, is neutral in the English dictionary. In other words, how I say words, Merriam-Webster has decided that my language, the way I speak, is neutral. Everybody else has an accent except me because I'm neutral.
Who told you that?
I did. We have to break. Krista says, quit rambling, Drew, 410-922-6680. We got to go to traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show here with Maddie Bennett. That's Maddie, not Matty. That's my Pittsburgh accent, but it's neutral. Remember that, Maddie. Anyway, we're neutral. So we're here, and we're on an open show. Shoshana's the only one online. We're going to go to her in a second, but if you want to get online, we probably have the opportunity to do at least one or two more callers before the end of this show, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. And Maddie, let's go right to Shoshana and see what she has to say.
All right.
Hi, Maddie. Hi, Drew.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. My husband and I recently came into a little inheritance, and we thought we wanted to spread the wealth a bit, but rather than give it to our kids, we thought this would be a great time to help our grandchildren and invest in an educational fund. For some reason, I never did the 529 with my own kids. I'm not sure why, maybe the fees or something, and I'm wondering what the best approach is now for these kids.
What state do you live in, my friend?
Maryland.
That's what I thought, but I just wanted to be sure. You have no choice, but you want to use the Maryland 529 plan. It's a great plan.
Okay.
It's very well run by T. Rowe Price. They've eliminated a lot of the fees in the plan. And for every $5,000 you put in per grandchild, you're going to get a $5,000 income tax deduction on your Maryland income tax return. And that's the only plan you should consider. Anybody else tells you otherwise, I would consider them misleading you.
Okay. Okay. Now, so it has to be $5,000 all at once?
No. You could put in $1,000 per. How many grandchildren do you have? 15? 1? 2? 50? 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Congratulations. Are they all wonderful?
Oh, of course. They're the best.
Yeah, you're right. I have 6 and they're all fantastic, you know? So 10. So how much do you want to give each one? 1,000? 2,000?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, 1 or 2 or 3.
It's totally up to you, whatever you feel like doing.
So if we did the same amount every year, so how do we get that deduction?
So it's up to 5,000. So let's say you put 2,000 in per 10 grandchildren, mm-hmm. you would get a 20,000 deduction on your 2021 tax return for all 10 of those grandchildren.
Wow. Okay.
And I mean, think about it, $20,000, the state of Maryland is going to contribute about a little over $1,600, maybe close to $2,000. Well, it's actually be more like $1,800 of your $20,000 contribution is going to be paid for by Maryland from the income tax savings you're going to get out of that. That's worth it, right?
So Maryland actually does something right when it comes to taxes?
Well, we're not going to go that far, my friend. but yes, it is a nice little benefit. And if you put that money into the plan for all 10 of your grandchildren, you will take a $2,000 deduction, assuming you did 2,000 per mm-hmm, grandchild.
Right.
You'll get a $20,000 deduction for those 10 grandchildren's contribution.
And it must be done by year's end?
By December 31st, yes. There is no April 15th rule for this.
Okay.
It's December 31st, okay?
And that goes every year from here on?
I mean, you can do it. It's totally at your discretion. Once you set the plan up, you can just leave the $2,000 in and let it sit there and never do it again. But if next year you want to put $500 in per grandchild and take a $5,000 deduction, you could do that. And if the next year you want to do a $100 deduction, the next year you want to do a $50,000 deduction, you could do that. So, it's a great plan. It's very affordable, low fees, very well run. It's the best plan for any Maryland citizen, period. End of the story.
And I just called T. Rowe Price.
If you don't like doing things online, then just call, go online, look for the T. Rowe Price 529 plan. So go online and Google. Do you Google search?
Yes.
Okay, so go online, Google search, and do Maryland 529 T. Rowe Price and get the phone number and call them. But if you like to do online, then just do it online. But I will admit, and T. Rowe, hear me, if anybody out there from T. Rowe Price is listening, you are the worst technology company in the world. Get your technology much more user friendly because your websites are not user friendly, but they're getting better. I will say, 4 years ago when I did it, I'm an expert, and I actually asked to ask a friend to help me who had done it, and he said, I know it's very wonky, but they've gotten a little better, but they're certainly not great. Okay, so if you're comfortable with online, do it online, but if you really want to just get it done and call somebody, go ahead and call them and they'll take care of it for you. All right.
I'll use DuckDuckGo instead of Google, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. All right. We got to go to Deborah now. Take care, Shoshana. Good question. Excellent question. What do you say, Maddie? Let's go to Deborah.
All right. Deborah?
Hi, Matt.
Hey. How you doing? Yeah.
How are you doing? Love your show.
Thank you.
I thought I'd call in with a challenge question. I'm close to retirement.
Are you going to buy me lunch if I get this right?
Whatever you like.
Okay, go ahead.
You better wait to hear the question first. I have a 401k fund, and most of it is just regular savings. Well, I talked to the company consultant, and they mentioned that I might want to convert part of it to Roth. Now, finding the money to pay for the taxes, this month, I will reach full retirement age, so I can draw Social Security. I don't need the money. I'm still working. But what she thought would be a good idea is to take the Social Security now and use it to pay the taxes on, say, converting 100K from my 401K this year.
Whoa, let me ask you a couple questions, okay, yeah. Deborah, because this is a relatively easy one. The way to make a Roth conversion decision is, what do you think your tax bracket is this year versus what you think your tax bracket may be 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now? So that's,
I think that I will make more money in retirement than I will while I'm working.
Do you intend to continue to live in Maryland when you retire?
Yes, because we bought our house here. My husband doesn't want to move. He's retired.
Okay. So if you expect your income to even be higher in retirement, and you expect that you're not going to leave Maryland, et cetera, et cetera, then maybe a Roth conversion could be good. But what I would do is, you know, the way we do it, and matter of fact, this is something Maddie and I were going to talk about if we didn't get callers like you. We were going to talk about the end of year tax planning. And the end of the year tax planning for our clients is we go in and we say, okay, what if Deborah and her husband do a $50,000 conversion? How much is it going to cost them? What's the tax rate going to be? What do we think their tax rate's going to be in retirement? So let's say we expect your tax rate in retirement to be 24%, but we can maximize your 22% bracket with a $50,000 conversion. Then we're only going to do a $50,000 conversion. We don't want to do much more than that. So that's the way the process is done. Okay. And unfortunately, I'm out of time. Okay. But if you ever want to talk to us, we're more than happy to help you and your husband do those decisions.
Could you give me a number to contact?
410-823-7283.
7283?
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Maddie, great being with you. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Good night.
Things are gonna be